Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The 96th National FFA Convention and Expo is underway this week in Indianapolis, and our coverage of Oklahoma FFA members in Indy is being powered by Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Watch for our stories and interviews on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, in our daily email, on our radio stations across the region, and on Facebook and Twitter. Oklahoma Farm Bureau supports the youth of our state and reminds you, together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Even with a new Speaker of the House, Congress is having a hard time moving forward with the Ag Appropriations Bill. Funding for the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. Ethan Lay with National Cattlemen's Beef Association says he's hopeful they'll be able to break the logjam soon because there's some things in there very important to the cattle industry.
You know, that bill is full of a range of priorities for cattle producers. There's some in that the bill, the original bill that came out of the Appropriations Committee includes money for tags, for electronic ID tags to offset that cost to producers. You know, USDA is working on a rulemaking now that would be about a $26 million economic cost to implement to producers. We've been working hard with appropriators to try to make sure there are some resources available to alleviate that impact. You know, there's language in there dealing with the USDA's ongoing Packers and Stockyards Act rulemaking that has always been problematic whenever they've attempted to pick winners and losers in the cattle markets through some of those rulemakings. There is language on there dealing with a range of issues important to our members. So, you know, certainly we're going to be keeping an eye on those and trying to figure out what may make it into a year-end package that can pass the U.S. Senate, because obviously it's a very different body over there than it is in the U.S. House, and certainly we have to consider what the president's going to be willing to sign as well. So the horse trading, I believe, is just beginning here in the House of Representatives.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. National FFA Convention underway in Indianapolis. We're being powered by Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And second phase of the National FFA officer selection process has been announced, going from 35 down to 21 candidates to make the final decision on Saturday. Oklahoma FFA National Officer candidate Braden Heisler from Wacomas has made it into phase two of the National Officer Selection process. And three undergraduate students from Oklahoma State University, Ferguson College of Agriculture, from Georgia, Michigan, and Oregon have also made it into phase two as well. Good luck to all four of these OSU pokes. End of October crop progress numbers showing that 71% of the U.S. corn crop now harvested, 85% of the U.S. soybean crop harvested, 48% of the U.S. cotton crop harvested, and we're up to 77% of the grain sorghum crop now harvested across the U.S. Winter wheat planting in the southern plains slowing down a bit because of recent rains. Nationally, we're up to 84% of the U.S. Wheat crop now planted. That's right on track for the five-year average. Oklahoma up to 75% of the crop now planted, 73% of the Texas crop planted, and we're at 91% of the Kansas crop planted for the 2024 crop. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming on Thursday, November 2nd. The morning will start with Superior Sunrise at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, and the auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. You can see it on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 24,856 head will be on offer. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
A lot more agricultural news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.